my friends. It is Friday, the 21st of November. Good to have you along for the conversation. Thank you so much for stopping in. I take it back, it's the 22nd of November. And three big things you need to know right now. Prince Andrew on the outs with the Royals over his excursions with Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, Prince Andrew on his way out now. Not in good standing. Number two, polling problems for the Democrats. First it was Wisconsin, and now it's nationally. I'll tell you what that means. Polling problems for the Democrats, all in the wake of the impeachment proceedings. And impeachment palooza is number one. Impeachment palooza continuing in the nation's capital. But first, a bombshell report. A bombshell report coming out of D.C. now. We have learned that the Michael Horowitz Inspector General report is going to be released on December the 9th, and that is big news. December the 9th, the Michael Horowitz report will come out. And a bit of a leak, the first leak, really, since all of this began. It's incredible that the John Durham team doesn't leak. The Michael Horowitz team does not leak. But the Justice Department Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, has apparently found evidence that an FBI attorney, an FBI lawyer, manipulated a key investigative document related to the FBI's secretive surveillance of Carter Page, enough to change the substance of the meaning of the document, according to multiple reports now. The show-stopping development comes as Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham told Fox News that Horowitz's comprehensive report on allegations of Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant abuse against Carter Page will be released December 9th. That's locked, said Graham. Horowitz will appear 2 days later in front of Graham's committee. Now, the new evidence, this is key, the new evidence concerning the altered document, which was related to the FBI's FISA court warrant application to surveil Page, expected to be outlined in Horowitz's upcoming report. CNN first reporting this news, confirmed by the Washington Post. The Post, hours after publishing its story, conspicuously removed the portion of its reporting that the FBI employee involved was underneath Peter Strzok. You see, it's all coming, all the chickens are coming back to roost, you see. Strzok, of course, the FBI's since fired head of counterintelligence. Post not offering an explanation for the change, which occurred shortly after midnight. That according to Fox News. Earlier this week, the DOJ highlighted a slew of anti-Trump text messages sent by Strzok when he was leading the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the probe into the Trump campaign. Horowitz reportedly finding that the FBI employee who modified the FISA document falsely stated that he had, quote, documentation to back up a claim he had made in discussions with Justice Department about the factual basis for the FISA warrant application. And then the FBI employee allegedly altered emails to substantiate his inaccurate version of events. Oh, there's trouble coming. Trouble coming now. That's Michael Horowitz. Don't forget about John Durham. John Durham, key in all of this as well. He is the U.S. Attorney for Connecticut, doing a separate investigation on the origins of the Russian investigation as well. His investigation is going to be key to everything that goes on in Washington, including this, well, this whole show trial of impeachment. And look at the timing here. The Democrats just wrapped up their dog and pony show with nine witnesses out for the public to view and to consider. That dog and pony show is now wrapped up, at least for now. And we were told a vote on articles of impeachment could happen before Christmas, but this could change everything. The Horowitz report coming out December 9th could change everything. Sources telling Fox News last month that U.S. Attorney John Durham's separate ongoing probe into potential FBI and Justice Department misconduct in the run-up to the 2016 election through the spring of 2017 transitioned into a full-fledged criminal investigation. We talked about that here. He has now a grand jury on his side doing a criminal investigation, and criminal charges are going to come. They didn't impanel a grand jury because they didn't find something. They impaneled a grand jury because they found plenty. And Durham has reportedly taken up Horowitz's findings concerning the falsified FISA documents, meaning, quite clearly, the ex-FBI lawyer who made the changes is now under criminal investigation. And so, when people are under criminal investigation, the playing field changes. Is this lawyer willing to give up his freedom to protect the system that went after Carter Page and others? The Post went to great lengths to say that that was not part of the central portion of the FISA document against Page. We don't know if that's true or not. Republicans have long argued that the FBI's alleged FISA abuses, which came as the Bureau aggressively pursued ultimately uncorroborated, unsubstantiated claims of criminal links between the Trump team and Russia during the presidential campaign of 2016, were politically motivated. Now a string of documents seems to strengthen those claims every day. Donald Trump, like him or despise him, could be vindicated on all of this. Just 9 days before the FBI applied for its FISA warrant to surveil Page, FBI officials were battling with a senior Justice Department official who had continued concerns about the possible bias of a source pivotal to the application, that according to internal text messages. The 2016 messages between Lisa Page and then FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe also reveal that Bureau brass circulated at least two anti-Trump blog articles, including a Lawfare blog post sent shortly after Election Day that called Trump possibly among the major threats to security of the country. You see, it's all kind of in concert here. In its warrant application, the FBI inaccurately assured the FISA court on numerous occasions that media sources independently corroborated Steele's claims, but we know they fed those media sources. It's all a sham. Page, by the way, never charged with any wrongdoing. More than a year of federal surveillance resulted in no charges of any sort against Carter Page. So there you go. Another correspondence. Lisa Page writing to McCabe, October 2016. The Office of Intelligence now has a robust explanation for any possible bias of the confidential human source in the package. A robust explanation, that's what we call a cover story. It might have been Christopher Steele, or it could have been Stuart Evans, the DOJ's National Security Division Deputy Assistant Attorney General. Oh, the fur is about to fly, my friends. The fur is about to, which is why, make no mistake, this is why. There's this increase in the pace, this urgency to the Democrats' efforts to bring witnesses out, to try to get articles of impeachment drawn up as quickly as possible because the whole case could explode soon. This is a bombshell, big deal. Anyhow, we're going to stay on this. We got a lot more to come today. Big show for you. Special program today, part of the Auto No Fault Reality Tour. Today we're live at the Lighthouse, the Neurological Rehabilitation Center, just outside of Traverse City. Yep, in the Traverse City area. Great place. Also has a location in Caro in the Thumb. But Lighthouse Rehab, been here for a long time. It's a pillar of the community and a place that understands how you get past a severe, debilitating car accident. We'll be talking about that. Plus, several interviews from our trip to the White House this week. Mark Short up next, the Chief of Staff for Vice President Mike Pence, and the importance of passing USMCA now, what it would mean to Michigan, to America, to jobs. If you ever miss a moment, go to stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. You can check out the podcasts, find out what's going on, and so much more. Quick break. We'll be right back. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. In Lansing. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.